Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 7:18 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined now on our newsmaker line by Dean Klaus. Dean has announced his candidacy to run in the GOP primary against incumbent David Kustoff in the 8th Congressional District, which extends from Memphis all the way up to almost to Clarksville, a very large and diverse district. Welcome, Dean Klaus. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Dean, I'm looking at the Heritage rating, the Heritage Foundation, Heritage Action for America rating of the incumbent, David Kustoff, who was elected, I think, in 2016. He has a 93% rating from Heritage Action. The average House Republican has a rating of 89%. What is your complaint against the incumbent GOP Representative David Kustoff?
I think a lot is just the fact that he's absent most of the time, at least for constituents. He tends to vote more than what other people vote, but we don't see him until a few months before elections. And then he's everywhere. He's taking photo ops and everything. And that in and of itself, I don't like. But then he voted for the National Defense Authorization Act 2022, which within that act would give military courts authority to seize guns from veterans. Veterans are not military anymore, and I'm prior Air Force, so that falls on me. They can come in and seize weapons from veterans without due process.
Let me see if I understand this. So, look, I'm looking at his votes right now. And so you have one complaint is you don't see enough of him there.
Yep.
Okay. But the other complaint is you have one particular vote that you don't like. Do I have that right?
That's one of two major votes.
Okay, so let's talk about that one vote. What's the date of that vote?
If I recall, I want to say October 18th of 2021. I think that was when they voted on it last.
Okay. And what about that? What was the bill name? And what elements of it do you think he should not have voted for?
Well, I think there are things that we need to compromise.
No, what was the bill name? I'm just trying to get the bill name.
The bill name. That's what you said. National Defense Authorization Act of 2022.
Okay.
This every year, the National Defense Authorization Act. But this year, they put in a clause within the bill that would allow the military courts to take weapons from veterans.
And so he voted for it and you oppose it. Crom has a question for you, Dean.
Yes, I want to be sure that I understand what your issue is here. So there was an omnibus defense bill.
Yep.
And the Democrats stuck a clause in this very large bill that troubles you, which, by the way, what you've just said troubles me also. And that was stuck in the bill by the Democrats. And then the bill was presented to you're either for spending money on national defense or you oppose spending money on national defense. Would that be a fair way to characterize it?
Yes.
Okay, so So the congressman would have to have voted, I don't want to defend the country, or I have to have this stuck in here, which will likely go to court and be overturned. Because if it is and by the way, what you're saying doesn't surprise me that Democrats would try to do that. My guess is that'll go to court and be overturned.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
And so you're Dean Klaus, you would have voted against that bill. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There are things that we don't need to compromise, and this is how we've lost a lot of our rights, is these compromises being made by our representatives in hopes that it might go to court. That's something that's a fundamental right, the Second Amendment for Americans, and if they can pass that for veterans who are civilians that are prior military,
it's going to be very easy for them to expand that to all civilians and allow military courts. It could be very easy.
What was the second bill that you disagreed with his vote on?
The second bill is the Immunization, Modernization, and Infrastructure Act, which basically, in practice, it would create a federal vaccine mandate, or a vaccine database, rather, where the federal government has access to all your vaccine information, not just COVID vaccine, every vaccine information, your dosage, when it was given, how many doses you've had, all of this stuff. This is protected health information. The federal government has no business having access
to that. He voted for that bill. You would have voted against it.
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me ask you this. Tell us a little bit about your background, Dean.
I am prior Air Force. I graduated high school 2005, went to college, then went to the Air Force, got out of the Air Force. I was Security Forces police officer, basically, in the Air Force. I got out 2012, went back to college, got a doctorate degree in physical therapy. I've been a physical therapist treating people for 5 years.
So do you have your own practice? Where do you live?
I did have my own practice. I sold it in December the 1st. I live in Somerville, Tennessee. I have a wife, two boys.
So you sold your practice. Did you make a little money off that?
No, not really.
Okay.
Did you sell your practice so that you could run for office?
I sold my practice because COVID-19 is stopping a lot of people from going to physical therapy. And it was just running even. I wasn't getting anywhere with it.
Now, I'm curious because of this COVID issue that you're talking about, physical therapy. Are the people that you treated, are these people who medically needed physical therapy?
Pretty much everybody that I treat.
Yeah, I mean, why were they? I'm really curious. Why were they unable to get? Because physical therapy, if the doctor tells you have to have it, seems like that would fall under a medical necessity. But you're saying is it because the patients themselves were scared to come in because of COVID, or there was some other restriction?
I think I got what you're asking. So
yeah.
The thing with physical therapy is a lot of physicians don't emphasize it. It's not that they don't believe in it. They just, it's not a very important thing to a lot of physicians. A lot of people see physical therapy as just giving exercises, which is something that you could do on your own. And
so Dean Kloss, let me ask you, we've got here left. So what do you do for income now? What's your job?
My job is to treat people. I sold my practice. I still treat patients.
Okay, so you work for a company that does that. So you're still working on that.
I do it independently.
Tell me about your plan to win. How much money have you raised so far, and how much money do you think you're going to be able to raise in your effort to defeat Representative David Kostoff in the primary?
I've raised just shy of $5,000 or so right now. Right around 4,100.
So how much do you think you're going to be able to raise?
1 minute.
I couldn't tell you. Right now I'm still working. I've got meetings set up with people. The more meetings I have, well, I guess.
How much does Representative Kostoff have in the bank right now?
Last I saw, $890,000.
What are your chances of winning?
I don't know. But
okay.
I think more people need to step up and try and not just live with what we got right now.
Dean Kloss, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. We'll be back with more after this with Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.